Thanks for coming back to another episode of Real Talk with Bob and T. I'm Bob.
And I'm T.
What's going on today, T?
Nothing much. What's going on with you, Bob?
I'm good. What's happening?
So, I guess I have a what if.
Okay. I'm sure you do.
Of course, I always do. So, you know, it's almost summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And in summertime, what do people do?
Enjoy that the weather has changed for us people that go through different seasons. Enjoy that it's getting warmer and you'll be able to do more things outside.
Wrong answer.
Okay.
People travel during the summer. Most people do.
Well, that too.
So, you know, nowadays, you know, the new thing is the Airbnbs, right?
All right.
Where you go out of town, you rent someone else's property.
Right.
So say that you and a couple of friends, say it was like a couple's trip, okay?
All right.
And you guys decide to rent this really nice condo off of the beach.
Okay. Sounds nice.
Beautiful, beautiful view.
All right.
So, you know, you get to the spot and you notice it's really nice. It's better than what you saw online.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking around, you know, room with the pool table, movie theater, everything. And you're like, wow, this is just amazing. So, you know, you guys have it for, say, maybe like 4 days.
Okay.
Things are going good, you know, but one of your friends starts to notice, like, some creepy things going on here.
Okay, is that friend you?
Why would it be me?
I'm just asking, is that friend you?
No, why would it be me?
That noticed these creepy things.
Oh, because I always notice things?
I'm just asking.
Say it's not me, Bob.
All right, it's not you. Somebody else is noticing these creepy things.
I don't like the way that you're saying noticing.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So, you know, they notice that, you know, the plant looks a little odd. Of course, it's not a real plant, but they're like, you know, it looks a little odd. Like maybe like there's a small camera or something in it.
Okay.
So, you know, you guys get to what?
Go on.
You guys get to investigating, and you do see you what you think to be a camera.
Okay.
So, want to stop, want to pause. Would you look throughout the house to see if there are any more? Would you be like, you know, this is normal. Someone's renting their home out. It's expected for them to have a camera, a hidden camera somewhere.
I wouldn't think it's normal.
You wouldn't?
You know what? I'm thinking a camera, that means you're spying on me. That means you're looking at me. You're listening to me. I understand the whole thought of having your house and having a camera somewhere so you can check up on things and make sure people don't mess your stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
But still, there has to be some kind of confidentiality against that. I'm sure I didn't sign that.
So, let me just ask. If you rented your home out, would you have cameras up?
Well, me personally, I probably wouldn't rent my house out. But if I did, I would have cameras.
Okay, so it's okay
just for because you. I want
to
see.
Right, so it's okay for you to have cameras, but it's not okay for the spot that you're renting out for that owner to have cameras.
The thing is, as long as it's in the contract and the person that is being rented to knows that there are cameras there because they see it in black and white, and they agree to it, that's fine. But if you are renting something and you don't have that agreement that, hey, we're going to be looking at you at different spots of the house, that's just completely wrong. And it's against the law.
So I don't know if it's against the law, depending on
what's... Oh, yeah. Somebody spying on you is against the law.
But who's to say they're spying, though? This is their property, and it could be like a motion, a camera that detects motion. Doesn't mean that they're there 24 hours a day just watching feed of you.
Well, check this out. If they are watching me and I didn't sign that in the contract, I didn't know that, there has to be some kind of breach of something. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. I really don't know. But there has to be some kind of breach of something.
Okay, we'll look that up. I'm going to look that up because I wonder, you know, different laws in different states.
Mm-hmm.
if you, as the owner, have the right to have a camera up when someone is renting your property. I mean, of course, you want to know what's going on in your house. I mean,
you can have the right, but you also should have the right to tell the person who's renting your property, hey, there are these cameras in various places of the house.
Okay, who's going to rent?
Oh, so you're going to be the person who's going to have the cameras up and not tell anybody.
Okay, first off, this is not how my story was supposed to go. But yes, I probably would be the person, if I'm renting my home out, I'm not going to have them in the bathroom. I won't have it in the bedroom, because you know sometimes it goes down in the bedroom. I don't want to see all that. But there will be certain spots in the house that I will have cameras up at.
I'm sorry, I did not mean to take over your story.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I just had some comments.
Go ahead. Yeah, I would have cameras up. Will I tell you? I probably would throw it in there somewhere, you know. I don't know.
Put yourself in that situation. Would you want to be told?
So, I would just expect. Okay. That wherever I go, you know what I'm saying?
If there are cameras there.
That there are cameras there.
Okay.
Because I can't see a person renting their home out not knowing what's going on in their home. It could be wild parties.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? You could be written out to a serial killer, anything. Yeah. I would want to know. So, but anyways, back to the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you go around to look to see if there are any more cameras? Would you be like, you know what? This was not in the contract. We're going to leave, or we're going to call the owner and be like, hey, we need our money back because we found a camera.
Right.
How would you handle the situation?
Yeah. You know, I'm sure this wasn't in what I signed, and I have a copy of it, I'm sure. And I'm looking it over. And if I'm looking at it and it wasn't in what we signed, we're going to get up out of there.
But if they tell you, okay, in the state that we're in, it doesn't have to be disclosed.
Wow.
So you're... Either you have lost
your couple of grand, right,
for the week, for the couple of days that you're here. I mean, unless you got a couple grand to go somewhere else, but this here, either you stay or you lost your money.
Well, then, you know, I have to talk it over with the other people, the other couple or whatever like that, and get, you know, we come to some kind of vote. Are we going to stay or are we going to go?
So you're outvoted because they're like, you know, we've planned this trip, we saved for this. There's no way that we can go and get something else unless you're paying for everything.
Okay, well, we stay.
But are you going to wonder where the cameras are?
Depends. It depends on if I'm having a good time. No, I'm not wondering.
So would it make you change up your habits for the trip? Would it make you change up the way that you are, knowing that there's a possibility you could be spied on in any room in this house? It could be the bathroom, you could be taking a shower, you can be on the toilet, you could be in the bedroom. Will it make you change up?
Probably. Probably. Maybe. Maybe not. I'm not quite sure. You know? Honestly, I mean, if you want to see me in the shower, take me in the shower, help us up. You want to see me on the toilet? Here I am.
Oh my gosh.
You know, the thing is, come on, I probably won't be getting down that weekend in your bedroom, you know, or I just met.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
For real. Just because.
That is just nasty.
Hey, so you're asking me if I'm going to change my movements. I mean, I may or I may not.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Now, how about you, T? Are you going to change the way you're going to let this change you up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. As we're going to the everything, because I don't know where these cameras are at. At this point, I'm about to pull out a credit card and we're leaving. I mean, you can't leave your friends.
So, you got about it.
Yeah.
And you're paying for everything somewhere else.
Yeah, I may have to go get me a room somewhere just to take a shower, just to go to the bathroom. There's no way I'm going to be comfortable in this house not knowing where the camera is at.
Okay.
You know, I'm using the bathroom in the shower. You look up, oh my God, there's a camera.
Yeah. I can see it. It can make you kind of funny. Yeah.
The question is, I can ask you where the cameras are at. You can say, oh, okay, it's here, there, and there. But is it really?
Right.
You know, how am I to trust you when you didn't even tell me, even though you're stating you didn't have to, but you didn't tell me, you're hiding it in a plant. So that means that you're watching my every move, possibly. Mm-hmm. You're hearing all my conversations. Yeah, I don't. I'm good.
Yeah, I see how it can make you feel funny, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't want to be there, but the vote kept me there. And so, yeah, I'm going to shower. I'm going to use the bathroom. You're going to get an earful and an eyeful if it's like that.
Yeah, because then I'll be wondering, like, well, is this camera in the mirror, in the bathroom?
Apparently,
you know, how sick are these people?
It's definitely going to spoil your trip.
Oh, hopefully, I don't put a damper on everybody else's trip, because I probably would, because I'll be in a real funky mood.
Yeah,
really. I'll be ticked off the whole weekend.
Okay.
So, with that being said,
right?
If you decide, in my opinion, to go on vacation and do an Airbnb, these may be questions that you may want to ask. Just be very careful.
Be wary of that.
Because think about, if you were renting your home out, wouldn't you want to have cameras up to make sure that your property is being protected?
Or also, if that was to happen, see about the state law. See if they can put a camera up and not tell you that they have cameras up.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that, hey, there is a possibility. If you put them up and you were renting your home out, just be prepared that wherever you're going, they may have them up too. So,
yeah, and people are sick. Some people can be sick.
Yeah, they could be doing it for the wrong reasons, too. They may want to see the booty box.
Right.
They may, you know what I'm saying? Like, they may catch serial killer.
You never know, honestly. I mean, because
not so half about the situation.
Yeah.
But that could be crazy. But yeah, I guess I'm not surprised that you would just go on with your normal day. You probably would just do crazy stuff just because it's a possibility you could be on camera while you're in the bathroom. Like, yeah, watch me now.
Right.
Look at me now.
Right. I might, yeah.
Yeah. It may be a funky weekend for me, man. If I can't go to that hotel and get showered and cleaned up, I don't know. We're going to have to figure something out.
We're going to
have to put a towel around me or something while I'm getting cleaned up.
We already know your attitude is not going to be the best.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
So, is there anything else you have to?
No, I don't. It would be interesting to hear what our listeners would have to say about this situation.
Absolutely. Are you up and out of this place, or are you staying, you know?
Bob, showing all your goodies.
Let us know at realtalkwithbobandt@gmail.com. Drop us a line. Because that is very interesting. We would really like to know if you're going to stay or if you're going to go. All right? And we are also on just about every social media platform at Real Talk with Bob and T. And on Instagram at Real_TalkBT. So reach out to us if you would like to have any comments about anything that we have said or anything like that.
Yes, and you can also catch us every Monday morning, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on 216 The Blend for an all-new episode. All you have to do is download the Live 365 app. And seriously, people, before you rent out that Airbnb, these are questions that you may want to ask just to protect yourself.
All right. And like I always say, everybody, live, love, laugh, and pray.
Enjoy, y'all.